Please be seated. If there are other youngsters who'd care to join us, come on down. You can bring a parent if you want to. That's perfectly all right. I am what you call an only child. That means I don't have any brothers or sisters, which meant that when I was growing up, if I wanted someone to play with or someone to fight with, I had to wait for my cousins to come over. And my cousins, in some ways, were kind of like brothers and sisters, except I could get rid of them on occasion. But we became very close. I still keep in touch with some of them, either on Facebook or on by the telephone. But it's interesting how cousins can be like, sometimes, brothers and sisters. Jesus and John the Baptizer, sometimes called John the Baptist, were kind of like cousins. We don't know their exact relationship, but there's a story we tell at Christmas about Mary, the mother of Jesus, going to visit her kinswoman, it's called, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is John's mother. Mary is Jesus' mother. So they grew up kind of like cousins. Now, there's something about cousins, and that is that if other people know your cousin and they get into trouble, and they meet you, they expect you to be the same way. They expect you to be get in trouble too. Sometimes people think because they know your kinfolks, your cousins, they know you. Well, in a way, that's the way it is in this story. When King Herod gets to know John the Baptist, he also thinks he knows Jesus. And both of them have a really, really, really bad thing happen to them. And because of that, King Herod is afraid, not only of John, so afraid that he has him killed. He then is afraid of Jesus. So, as I tell this story, you're going to know that these cousins play a big role in what I'm talking about. Okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us cousins who are like brothers and sisters, for giving us brothers and sisters, for giving us friends who are like brothers and sisters. We know you've made all of us one big family because of your love, and we thank you for that. Help us to treat each other like brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all so much for coming down.